Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. Our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Today is day 1588 of our trek, and it is time for your daily snippet of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Peter Lord, and it is, "We have no control over how we feel, how we act, our attitudes and actions, except as they are determined by our thoughts." So our snippet today is determined by our thoughts. I am sure that you've heard the saying, you are what you eat. I understand the meaning behind the statement, but you don't become a hamburger if you eat one. A better saying, which is far more accurate, is you are what you think about. On most days, it may not seem like we have any control over how we feel, how we act, our attitudes, and actions. It is because all of these elements are irrevocably tied together. The missing component in the last two sentences is that it does not consider our thought process. Since we do have control over what we think about, it is possible to control our attitudes and actions completely. Our thoughts can be divided into two basic categories, true and false. The thoughts that come from God are true. He is the God of all truth and has sent His Holy Spirit to dwell in us and to guide us into all truth. If I can receive God's thought, then I can think truth. Therefore, I will have the right attitudes and actions. Consider a glass of water. You have heard it said, is the glass half full or half empty? It is neither. It is entirely full, with half water and half air. The question then becomes, how do we get the air out of the glass? By filling it with water. The same applies with our minds. How do we get the wrong and untrue thoughts out of our minds? By filling your minds with true and right thoughts from God. The control of our thought life, then, comes from thinking God's thoughts with Him. Once we have our thoughts controlled by the truth, then how we feel and act, our attitudes and actions will be under control. That is, controlled by God's Spirit, which dwells within us. We are God's temple, where He resides. And our verse for today is Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy. As you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, I would ask you to please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us on Monday for another day of Wisdom Trek. Creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to in the past 1,587 treks or read the wisdom journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend, as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek Podcasting Journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you on Monday for more daily wisdom.